What's up? It's your boy Rap Funk in the building. Back like I never left. What's going on, y'all out there? Hey. It's Tuesday morning. I'm up and about. On my way to handle some business. I figured I'd hop up here real quick and just check the temperatures. I don't really have too much of a message today other than, you know, step your game up, guys, with these relationships, man. Y'all got a lot of dudes letting these women, like, push you around, keep rotating around the earth where the sun don't rotate. And then when you get caught up in that mix, get caught up in that mist, that fine mist that hardly did a naked eye can detect, and the lady is running your life crazy, you're holding that weight of the earth on your shoulders, and you break. You know what I'm saying? A lot of guys out here are with females, and vice versa, granted, but I'm speaking from the male aspect. So if any of you ladies out there got any retort to this, or you want to add on to what I'm saying, but the guys out here, man, I've been noticing the guys need to pull their pants up, man. They need to put their pants on. That's what they need to do. You know what I'm saying? A lot of guys out here, they follow the rules of their significant other. Now don't get it twisted. There are plenty of women out here that's brilliant and got great minds. But you have a lot that also are a little forceful. You know? They're a little headstrong. They got the pants on. They don't want to come together and try to figure out the best possible solution. You know, they want to act like that they running the plans, and they can't run the plans. That's not, I mean, not a feminist or anything like that. I'm just keeping it real. Through years of research, physical research, being there, seeing how it goes down, they just don't work out like that. You know what I'm saying? Unless you got a female to act like a dude. You don't want no female to act like a dude if you, you know, unless that's what you want in life. What I'm saying is that the guys need to man up on their man responsibilities, yo. I see so many times, you know, a guy would go as far as just breaking up with the shorty only because he can't convey in a way that he's the man. You know, a man set the tone for the relationship. How they say women say that men can only do what they allow them to do, same thing with guys. We only let them do what we allow them to do. That's for anybody. We only allow people to do things that we allow them to do. You know what I'm saying? The things that's acceptable, things we want to accept in our lives. You know, had so many conversations with people, and they sitting there, you know, not really knowing what to do in a relationship. You know, some don't know how to start a relationship. Some in a relationship, and they don't really know what's going on. They is a lot of tension, fussing and fighting every day, and this, that, and the third. And they always come to me and be like, "Yo, Rap. It all started out good, but now it's all turmoil." And the only reason behind that to keep it 100% funky with y'all is because you really weren't in love with that person. You are physically attracted. And your physical attraction is what prompted that situation. And, you know, and then you probably got physical. And then, you know, the physical was good or whatever. But, you know, if you're not fit for that person, you're going to get bored. Because the physical is only going to take you but so far. You know what I'm saying? But when your minds connect and you want it like that, then you'll get a lot further than just dealing with that physical. Because, you know, there's a lot of big butts out here. A lot of big breast female out here. You know what I'm saying? Women is a lot of stuff that y'all like that's out here. So, you know, they all get wet and they all get hard. So the reason why you in a situation is because you attach yourself to something that you, that was appeasing to the eye, you know, and you was like, oh, I want that. Like, you saw a pair of Flavor Jordans or something. You're like, yo, I gotta have them retros, B. And, but, you know, all the while, you know, you're not really getting nothing from that. Same way with the relationship. If it's all physical, you ain't gonna really get too much. You ain't gonna get too much. So I'm gonna go ahead and do this pause for the calls right quick, and I'll be right back. All right, back in the building. Again, we on the subject about these relationships and men stepping their game up. I know there's going to be a lot of females out there that is going to totally hate me for saying pretty much any of this. But, you know, where we at now, you know, we got a lot of, you know, not stern or hard dudes. I don't want to say hard, but they not like really built like that for anything or built like that for a relationship. You know what I'm saying? They might be built for a relationship, but they don't know how to manage a relationship in a manly way. And not to say all of those type of relationships have gone bad, but I can tell you for sure that the guys in these type of relationships are definitely suffering in silence. They're not saying nothing, but they not feeling like, you know, they not feeling manly. They might be happy, but they not manly. It's like mad times on a happy couple. A guy be like, yeah, man, rap, I wish I could do such and such. I wish I could just go and hang out. You know? I wish I could just come home and watch TV in silence or whatever. A lot of women have a whole day planned for guys. They'll sit down and put an itinerary together for a guy. Plan his whole day out. And you know what the guy do? He'll take that. He looking at that as being organized. She helping me out. I mean, yeah, she is a little bit helping you out, but she got the whole day planned for you, man. She got the thumb. She got her thumb on you, man. She know all your moves. She know every last move you make. You might be like, yeah, well, that's my wife. Yeah, it is your wife. But you ain't supposed to lose yourself in marriage. You're not supposed to lose yourself in any of these relationships. You know, you're not supposed to get bullied. You're not supposed to necessarily bully the woman in the relationship. Nobody's supposed to be bullied. Everybody's supposed to assume their position. Man is supposed to be a man. The female is supposed to be a female. You know, and I know in this society, I mean, you can go to the statistics right now And it showed that women are, you know, getting paid a little bit more than guys. You know, they getting a whole lot of opportunities where a lot of guys who may have made some childish mistakes when they was young, they can't really advance themselves to where they need to be at. So, you know, they might get with a girl who has a good job, you know, just so, you know, they can feel a little confident in that direction while they're still up and trying to go and do for themselves. But just because on the real tip, just because some of these women, they make a little bit more money, they'll flip the coin on you, B. They'll flip the coin on you. One day you'll wake up and they'll be like, "This is my house." And the next day they'll wake up, be like, "This is our house." You know what I'm saying? And the dude will be sitting there in that condition, left, right, getting bop, 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 bop. "This is my house. This is our house. This is your, you need to bring something in our house." Well, God dang it, you just said it was your house. If it's your house, it's fucking yours. You put everything in this. I'm just here to sling the pipe to you. You know, when I'm done stroking your kitten and goddamn putting the plug in your damn mouth, then I'll be out. If that's the type of level that you want to be on, because that's not how it's going to be. Not to say, and I didn't say man is not contributing his part in the household. It's just that maybe the woman went to the apartment complex and put her name on the lease. You know what I'm saying? But the man is still paying. When the woman get mad, she'd be like, "Get out of my house." Like, "Your house? I pay the bills in. This is my house." You know? That type of female is not a cool female. She's not a ride or die. You know, this is the type of female that most of these guys are getting with. All these females always got something real snappy to say out their mouth. Quick. Always quick. Always got some kind of insult to say out their mouth. Thinking that's cool. Thinking that make them look cute. You know what I'm saying? Or walking around with a mean face on. Thinking of making them look cute. That's the type of females is out here. And again, I think the reason that is because a lot of these guys been raised by females. They haven't been raised by guys. And I know this sounds crazy, but from the most that I see, the women who be running over guys, they really just mainly been raised by their mom or something. You know what I'm saying? Raised by their mom or something. And they pick up that they followed that female instruction to a T like that, man. You know what I'm saying? Like that, it ain't like they don't have a backbone. They'll get mad, but they can want to officially put their foot down. And then their whole world goes upside down. Yeah? Then the guy's mad and the female is mad. And that shit is crazy like that, man. You know what I'm saying? So basically, my thought is that guys, put your pants on. Don't even pull them up. Put them on. Stop wearing the skirt, man. Stop being so soft. Don't be sensitive, man. You know what I'm saying? I mean, be sensitive, of course, yeah, to your woman, but don't break your back, man. You know what I'm saying? You got to put your feet down, set some rules, set some standards. You know, don't let a woman yell at you so much that you can't comprehend what your own self-worth is. You know, you can't let her push you around. You got to take command of your post, man. And that's your relationship. You are the man of that relationship. Regardless of anything else, you are the man. And you need to take charge of your ship, Captain. That's your relationship. It's your ship. You know, that's yours. You need to manage your ship well, Captain. You know? So, I'm going to go ahead and sign off like that. Boom Bap, original rap. Your boy Raps the Funk. Hitting you with them relationship goals, values, and telling you guys how to work it out. Drop a comment. Repost, repost, repost. Clap, like. Holler at your boy. Peace.